Hello and welcome to This Nomad Life with Lee and Paul. I'm Lee, Minivan Lee, on YouTube and all other social platforms.
And I'm Paul. This is so much more than a podcast, Lee. It's an audio film, a documentary about life, including the nomad lifestyle that's sweeping America.
Hey friends, we have a fabulous, fun episode for you tonight.
So let's get started.
Hi everyone, this is Minivan Lee. We have Paul here. I want to mention that I have a YouTube channel, and the name of it is, ready? Minivan Lee. So search for me on YouTube and please subscribe. I've been a nomad for 5 years, and I've always had the dream to be a nomad. I discovered the whole lifestyle about 8 years ago. It took about 3 years, and the opportunity presented itself, and then I got to start my nomad life about 5 years ago. And I wrote a book called How to Live in a Minivan, The Minivan Lee Way. You can find that on Amazon, on paperback, and on ebook. And of course, we have a Facebook group, Minivan Lee's This Nomad Life. Paul is very involved in everything at this point. So Paul, what's your story?
Well, my story is very long because I've been on this earth a long time.
There you go.
But as far as the nomad portion of it, I first came to Quartzsite for a portion of the winter 3 years ago. Well, actually 2.5 years ago. But I stayed maybe 6 weeks that time, my first trip out here. And quite honestly, I fell in love with this area. I love the desert. I love the mountains. I love the weather. I love the sunshine. There's just so much to love. Actually, I kind of call this place my second home. My first home is a Ram ProMaster 2019 2500 high top van, and I am living in that van now. I have been for almost 6 months full time. I spent my second year out in Arizona. I spent about 2 months. I lengthened my stay a little bit again because I loved it so much. This past year it was almost 3 months, and part of the reason for that was because I ran into some wonderful people. And I came to find out that those people were nomads. And one very special person that I ran into was called Minivan Lee.
That's me.
I was camping out maybe a mile off the main highway in Quartzsite at the Plumosa Road BLM, Bureau of Land Management area. I saw this gal and a friend of hers in two separate vehicles, parked close to me. And I got to looking at one of them, and I thought, I had been looking at YouTube videos with a lot of pieces of advice. How do you live it, and how do you do it, and all this stuff. People that had been living that life for a long time. Well, Minivan Lee was one of them. So as I watched these two ladies, not that I was, you know, being a obnoxious or anything.
No, yeah, you were just, I could tell you were kind of staring over there, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that I knew one of them as Minivan Lee. So I finally worked up the courage to walk over and introduced myself. And after a little bit of small talk, I finally said, "You're Minivan Lee, aren't you?" And she kind of smiled and said, "Yes, I certainly am." So a wonderful friendship had budded at that time. We saw each other. She would go for long walks in the desert, and I'd see her come by and stop her and talk with her. And we just got to be very, very good friends. To make a long story short, our friendship budded into traveling together. I decided that a major change was due in my life, and I finally got the courage to make that change and do what was necessary to follow my dream. And that included being a nomad, included seeing this beautiful country, experiencing it with friends, spending time with good friends, and a lot of wonderful things. I'm very fortunate in that I could do that. So now Lee and I are traveling together. We're having a great time. We're in the desert again right now. When did we get here? What is today? Sunday? We got here Friday, didn't we,
Yes,
Lee?
We did. Days run into, and when you're nomad, they just sort of run into each other.
Yep, they sure do. Sometimes I have to wake up and look at the calendar to see what day it is. Which is a wonderful thing.
And our nomad studio here is Paul's Ram. So we're in the studio right now, and we're in his Ram, and we're looking out, and what do we have over here? Take off your, we're going to take off our shield here. You can hear us do it, because we're in our studio. Yeah. Look at this. We've got a sunset going on. My goodness. It's gorgeous.
It certainly is. It's beautiful.
Yes, it is. So, and we also have another friend here, Abby, the doodle dog.
And Abby is a doodle dog. She's actually a golden doodle, although she is black as can be. Her father was a black poodle, so she came out black. And she's been my companion on all my trips out west and continues to be my companion full-time now, I'm happy to say. She and Lee have formed a wonderful friendship. Lee has found that Abby is very, she has a great reaction to treats.
Yes.
And when Lee has been working very hard to train her in ways that I have to admit I never took the time to do, and those two have become great friends, and Abby is learning things and behaving much better than she ever had. And it's a wonderful thing that they have formed that friendship, and it's good for Abby, and I think it's good for Lee. I think she would agree.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's our story. Basically, we're travel buddies now, and you know that we were in California. Now we're in Arizona. We went from the ocean to the desert. And if anybody out there, our friends, I know a lot of you do, you're our friends out there, and you know that in the wintertime, Arizona is the place to be for nomads, for people who enjoy this lifestyle. Actually, for people who are part-time also, you were here, and you were not a full-time nomad. You were more of what I would call a snowbird.
Right.
You
right.
came out for, you know, sometimes 2 months. Last year it was 3 months. And then you went back and you decided that some changes had to be made. And so here we are. We're in the desert. And today we want to talk about how to make your dreams come true. How to set your goals and accomplish them. So one thing I want to say is if you can dream it, you can achieve it.
And the other thing that I've learned in listening to YouTube videos, a number of different ones, is what you hold in your head, you can hold in your hand.
Actually, what you hold in your head, you will hold in your hand, and that's good or bad. If you hold negative thoughts in your head, you will hold those negative things in your hand. Mm-hmm. Your life will be a negative mess, actually.
Exactly.
Yes. Because we are energy. We are made of energy. We can make things happen by how we think and how we live our lives.
Absolutely. If you look at something positively, it's very likely that you can help that dream, or call it what you will, come true. But on the other hand, if you think about something negatively all the time, it certainly isn't going to come true, and your life will be affected in a negative way because of it, unfortunately. So we've got to be positive, and we've got to look forward with anticipation, and wonderful things, wonderful changes can take place in everyone.
So let's talk about how we can manifest our goals. What are the steps to manifest our goals? And what is the first one you think it is, Paul?
Well, I'd say, first of all, know what your goals are. And to do that, you might just have to write it down. Make a list. What are your goals? And then you can begin looking at how do I accomplish those goals, and begin thinking positively about how you can do that.
You want to write things down. That will take knowing what you want. And it doesn't have to be a whole set of goals. It can be one goal. You want to accomplish one thing. You have one goal in mind and how you accomplish it. And then, of course, you're going to come up with many goals in life. I mean, we all have different areas of our life.
Sure, sure.
But we can certainly learn to, if we don't know yet how to do this, we can certainly start with one thing.
Right.
And write it down.
I remember, I don't know where I picked this up, but I remember an old saying that goes something like, if you have no idea where you're going, chances are you'll get there. Nowhere, in other words.
Yes. Well, another thing that coincides with writing down your goal is making a vision board. And at home, it's easy to do a vision board. I mean, look it up on the internet on how to make a vision board. It's basically you can get a poster board and you write things down. You can write them big, you can write them small. You put pictures up for yourself to see. But as a nomad, I found an idea on YouTube channel, and I call it the Nomad Vision Board. It's made of large index cards.
Those are about 5x8, aren't they?
I would guess. They're large, and I did get the heavy duty ones because I was going to be using them every day.
Sure.
And so I wrote down, and what I did was, you know, those big binder clips, like paper clips, but I got the large one. So I used the clips, that one of the large clips to clip it all together. And then in the morning when I wake up and I'm having my coffee, I will unclip them and I'll just do each card. I'll turn it over and I will just look at it, sometimes read it just to myself. Sometimes I will say things out loud. You know, just an example of what one of them says is, I'm making progress. I don't have to rush. Another card says, these are things I've already done. It's good to look at what we've already done.
Absolutely.
What we're capable of doing. It will encourage us. Let us know that we're capable of doing these things. We're capable of achieving what we need to achieve. And the first card says, because I'm reading this, it shows I care. And it does. If you want to make a vision board, it does show that you care about your goal itself.
And I think it helps to get your mind thinking positively about those visions or vision, whether it's one large one or a bunch of large ones or a bunch of small ones. You have to be positive about it. Write them down, review it, just like you were saying, Lee. Do what you can to help those things come true.
Yeah, you want it to manifest.
I have looked at some YouTube videos by Dr. Joe Dispenza. He has a lot of information, a lot of suggestions, and a lot of research into the brain and how it works. The brain is a marvelous, marvelous creation. It's a marvelous tool. It's amazing what you can do by using your brain and thinking about things correctly and being positive. Again, if you can believe things in that brain, you can achieve those things. Which reminds me of, I'm from Michigan, and some of you, if you follow college football, might have heard the name Bo Schembechler. One of the quotes, the famous quotes that he had that is posted in the Michigan football locker room, as a matter of fact, is, what the mind can believe, you can achieve. And it's so true. But you've got to believe in yourself, and you've got to do what is necessary to reach those goals.
Well, I'd like to add to that, what the mind believes, the mind does achieve. I think it's more even positive than that, because if you believe you're a loser, then you will achieve that goal.
Absolutely.
If you believe that you are stupid, and you tell yourself you're stupid, then that's what you will achieve. But it goes, we know, you got to go the other way, because you do create your own future. You just have to create it in a positive way.
You bet.
But Dr. Joe Dispenza, and I'd like to mention also Bob Proctor. You know Bob Proctor.
I do.
This man is amazing, along with Joe Dispenza.
Yeah, I've done some listening to Bob Proctor's meditations about what you can achieve and how you can do it and how you can believe in yourself and how you should believe in yourself and believe that you can achieve things. And it's been very, very helpful in my life because I made a very major change in my life. There's no question about it. And sometimes you think, whoa, did I do the right thing? You know, but don't let those negative thoughts get into your mind. Throw them away and think positively and you'll be a lot better off. I know I have.
Well, you were living with a lot of negativity.
I certainly was.
Yes. It affects your life, and life should not be wasted. A life should not be wasted.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, go ahead.
I was just going to say that if you really believe these things, these goals, these visions, these dreams, if you actually give thanks and have gratitude that they're going to be accomplished, you're well on your way to accomplishing all of that that you're believing in.
And why is that?
Well, it proves that you believe it's already there.
You don't give gratitude for things that you don't think are going to be there.
Right.
If it's not there, why would you give gratitude for it? By giving gratitude for that it's already manifested, saying, thank you, Lord, thank you, giving gratitude, thank you for this, and believing that you already have it. And in your mind, you are living your life as if you already have it. That's proof.
It is. It is, absolutely.
Now, going back to Dr. Joe Dispenza, I would look him up, folks, on YouTube, because he's got books out. He was, just to go briefly, he was in a triathlon, and he was a regular medical doctor, but he was participated in triathlons, and he was hit by a truck when he was on the bicycle portion, and he was in traction. He would have been quadriplegic, and they wanted to do surgery, and he said no. He wanted to do it his way. Well, he healed himself through his mind. It wasn't easy, but he did learn how to do that. So he is a very inspirational person. He went on to be a neuroscientist. Study after study, a lot of these studies are performed, take place in Australia. It's proof. We are energy. Our mind controls how we live our life. And just through thought, we can heal ourselves. We can change our entire lives through meditation, and we need to visualize. We've got to see this and then give gratitude for it. But it takes work, folks. It takes work to do this.
I've gotten very involved with Lee's social media outlets in looking over the comments, whether it's on the videos or the podcast. There are a lot of people who have these kinds of thoughts that they'd like to change their lives and like to become something different, something better, but there's a lot of fear, and I understand that completely. But if you begin thinking positively and believing that you can accomplish something, I know that you can do it. There's no question in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
One thing you can do is utilize a mantra. If you say a positive phrase often enough regarding your goals, you're going to find out that those goals will come true. You have to believe it, and you have to repeat it. You have to believe that you can accomplish these things, and if you can believe it, you can achieve it. I mean, I know some of these might sound like trite little sayings, but it's true. It is so very true.
It's not just a cliche.
Not at all.
On my videos, what you hold in your head, you hold in your hand. Well, as far as a mantra goes, Paul, you also want to say these about yourself. I am intelligent. I am 100% healthy. I am healthy. I have nothing going on, no diseases. I have nothing going on in my life except health and wealth and happiness and love, which comes to another area that is a very, very important, serious aspect of reaching your goals.
You're talking about self-love by any chance?
Yes, I am.
Until you can love yourself, it's almost impossible to love others. You've got to begin in your own mind, your own heart, and love yourself. If you don't love yourself, you can't love others. The first and most important person that you should love is yourself.
And I know some people have a hard time with that. Christians say, I have said that before in videos, and I will get certain comments like, oh, no, you're not supposed to love yourself. Well, actually, you are. What Jesus said,
oh, it's biblical.
You should love others as you love yourself. Well, if you don't love yourself, you're not going to love others. Which brings me to another point. If you are so negative and hateful towards other people, and you want to dispel and make somebody feel uncomfortable or say something about their lives or their children or, you know, just making nasty comments. I mean, I do get nasty comments on YouTube. And,
oh, I've seen
and
them.
Yeah, but I know that those people are so unhappy. They're so negative. They would never do that unless they were so negative and had such a self-hate that they would do that. So you do want to love yourself, and you're going to bring love to your, you're going to bring love in your life, and you're going to manifest your dreams and your goals. You want to have self-love. You want to do self-care. That means maybe spending time by yourself and meditating, making a good dinner for yourself, just little things that you can do for yourself to make yourself feel well, make yourself feel worthy, make yourself feel worthy to even achieve your own goals. One thing about love is you need to manifest your goals through love. And that might sound like a cliche. Well, you know, John Lennon, all you need is love. But it is so true. When you can manifest your dreams through love, they will come true. Because love is a high vibration frequency. We have lower base frequencies, and that's where a lot of the negativity is going on. But the light is high, and we want to be on that higher frequency. There are different frequencies, and there are different levels in this universe. And I believe God, because God is love, He's at the higher frequency, at the highest frequency. So when we can love ourselves and love others, our goals are going to come true if we follow some of these other, like writing them down and meditating on them. One thing I also want to mention on the goal aspect is psychology says that if we have a long-term goal and it's a large goal, sometimes we look at it in the future and we wait till the, we, and we're human, we wait till the last minute. But the higher thinkers know that you need to break down that goal into little sections, mm-hmm. and you can finish it. So break down your goal and your intentions and break them down just a little bit, and then accomplish each one as you move toward that end goal.
Well, a lot of the things that we're talking about here have to do with faith. And yes, we can talk about faith. And I think that, Lee, you have a favorite passage. That
I do. And I've memorized it along with other scripture, but it's from Hebrews 11. And it goes like this. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. Now, by faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen are not made of things which are visible. And if you look that up and you really get that in your head, it'll knock you over. It is an awesome, awesome scripture phrase, because it tells what things are made of. They're made by the word. They're made by thoughts, so that the things which are seen are not made of things which are visible. They say that things are created, Paul, twice. Everything is created twice. First it's created in our mind, then it's manifested out in the universe.
And something else we need to talk about is that if you've got some kind of a dream and vision, and maybe it's not mainstream, but it's something that you want, realize that other people can bring you down. They can come after you and say, are you nuts? Why in the world would you want to do something like that? And it just makes it awfully tough. Well, realize that that's going to happen. You can't let it sway you. You've got to keep going down that road, down that path that you've planned and thought about and believe in. And don't let the naysayers drag you down.
And the reason that a lot of friends or family are uncomfortable when you're changing, they don't want change. People do fear change. And if you're really close to them, and maybe they're not the most positive thinkers, they will try to sabotage you because they're out of their comfort zone because you're changing. And my friends out there, if you're not changing, you're stagnant. And that's something that Bob Proctor talks about, and I mentioned that to you, Paul, that when you see that some of the interviews, he mentions that if you're not constantly moving forward, you're going backwards.
Sure.
You always want to work toward improving yourself and refining your goals, because when your goals are met, you are able to help other people with their goals too. Mm-hmm. It's really a loving thing to reach our goals.
You bet.
But there's going to be people out there who will say, who do you think you are? Are you kidding me? You think you're good enough to do that? You really think you're something, don't you? Well, I had one person on my video say, wow, what an ego. Yeah, I guess I do. I have the audacity to move forward and do what we do. And we have the audacity to have a podcast.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're not afraid to admit it.
That's right. We can choose positive words, and that is something that we must do. Change positive words. We need to choose positive friends. Oh, yeah. We need to choose positive self-talk. We all talk to ourselves. We know that. We need to choose positive activities in our lives. We need to keep it all positive and real in our lives.
Well, the bottom line is that we can change who we are through visualization and positive talk.
Exactly.
Very exciting stuff, really.
It really is. This is good stuff, Paul. Yeah, and I think that our friends out there will enjoy hearing about this if they haven't thought about this in a while.
Well, this is certainly a drier podcast than maybe we normally have, but it's something that both Lee and I believe in, and something that I'm seeing come true in my own life, and something that we wanted to share with you folks, because it's so important to have dreams and have goals and be positive about it and do everything you can to look at all that stuff in a positive light and try to achieve it. You can do it.
And you will do it. If that's your dream, you will do it. Dreams come true. Like Jiminy Cricket. Remember that? We all remember Jiminy Cricket.
Why, sure.
Yes.
Well, along the lines of what we're talking about here, Lee, I found a quote. It's not a poem this week. And maybe some people out there are saying, oh, thank goodness. But at any rate.
I like your poems, Paul.
Well,
yeah.
This quote resonated with me in a big way because of the changes that have occurred in my life over the course of the last just, 10 months or so. But anyway, and I can't tell you, I can't quote exactly who said this, but I think it just says a lot about what we're talking about here. And the quote is, being in a relationship with someone who overlooks your worth isn't loyalty. It's stupidity. Never beg someone for attention. Know your self-worth and move on if you must.
Well said, Paul. Well said. I hope, friends, you really enjoyed this. This is good stuff. This is the juice of life. This is what life is made of, visualizing having positive energy. And so I really thank you for being with us at this time. Now, our podcast is going to be running on Friday, right, Paul?
That's right.
From now on Fridays. So I hope you look forward to it. And thank you all for listening.
It's been great to share these things with you, and hope that at least some of you, it'd be wonderful if all of you could begin to think a little differently, perhaps. And not that you're not already. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there with wonderful goals who are working towards those goals and thinking positively about them, and knowing that they will achieve them. I just hope that this has been helpful for some of you.
And I think it has. Thank you, Paul, for being with me here and for traveling with me.
Well,
so I want to say good night to all.
It's been a pleasure. Be cool.